Will the Senate please come to order? Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor Curtis McLean, Glacier Valley Baptist Church.
I pray to you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you will give to the Senate a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of our Lord, that the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened so that they may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 45th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 45th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, may I have the floor for introduction of guests?
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I'm fortunate to have with me some students that are down from the North Slope River School District visiting our capital. I'd like to give you their names and then give you the chaperones' names from there. It's Debbie Keene from Barrow, and Dora Alvacana from Anacuta Pass, Vera Langton, Shirley Alga, and Richard Alga. The chaperones are Dale Buell, Dolly Hederman, and Grant Spearman.
Welcome to the chambers. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a man we see occasionally, Greg Alaskan. He was essentially the headmaster of the house Eaton North when I had my freshman year. John Longworth, Peter.
Privilege of the floor if you wish to exercise it. Senator Mulcahy.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to the chambers a person who is very active in Kodiak, president of the school board, Louise Collins.
Any further introductions? Are there any messages from the governor?
Message of February 26th, dear Mr. President. Please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. State Medical Board, Dr. Robert Page, Juno, term expiring January 12, 1984.
Would you take a look at that and Hess, Senator Hackney?
Real Estate Commission, Ms. Barbara Hill, Anchorage, term expiring January 31, 1984.
Commerce.
Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners, Ms. Wilma Jean Radeau, Anchorage, term expiring June 15, 1982.
Would you also take that in Commerce, Senator?
Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message this morning from the Governor.
Are there any messages from the House?
Message of February 27. At the request of U.S. Senator Stevens, the time for the joint session March 13, 1980 has been changed to 2 p.m.
Are there any objections to that? We'll just meet at 2.
Message of February 27. The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering House Bill 177 amended unemployment insurance and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 177 amended Senate, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 177, Unemployment Insurance. Those are the messages from the House today.
Thank you. Each of you has on your desk today a detailed breakdown of the unemployment compensation bill. And we'll vote on that in tomorrow's session. Do we have any communications?
Under communications, we have received the fifth report of the Ombudsman, 1979, State of Alaska. This has been distributed to all members. That's the only communication today.
Reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 20, urging the Board of Game to establish special seasons for taking of game by bow and arrow. And the committee recommends due pass, signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Kurtula, Mulcahy, Dankworth, Mielen, Bennett, and Farenkamp. SR 20 has no further referral. Would you like that to go to rules?
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 16, Amendment to the Constitution of the United States requiring that total federal appropriations not exceed total estimated federal revenues in a fiscal year in absence of a national emergency. And a majority of the committee reports it do pass with an amendment. Signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. Senator Ray and Senator Kurtula signed, no recommendation. SJR 16 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 599, Authority of the Board and Game and the Department of Fish and Game over domestic mammals, and a majority of the committee recommends a due pass. Signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Kurtula, Dankworth, Mieland, and Farenkamp. Senators Mulcahy and Bennett signed, no recommendation. House Bill Number 599 has no further referral.
Rules.
On February 27, the Rules Committee considered the following bills and recommend they be placed on the February 28 calendar. Senate Bill 424, making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the Arctic Winter Games. Senate Bill 425, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education, Commission on Post-Secondary Education. And House Bill 248, merger of electric and telephone utilities. Signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Tillian, Holman, and Sumner. These bills do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 51 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, approving a portion of the Alaska Coastal Management Program adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council relating to the municipality of Anchorage.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 52 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, endorsing an action of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 53 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, approving an amendment to a regulation adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, approving a portion of the Alaska Coastal Management Program adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council relating to the City of Haines.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 55 by the Judiciary Committee, urging the Department of Revenue to rescind its ruling relating to the taxation of flight crew members.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
There are no bills, so that brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 424 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, and Kurtula. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 424 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill Number 424, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd ask, I'd move that we hold this bill on legislative day. Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the people that are running the Articulate Games what the proportion of rural membership will be with this group. And I think I can do that within one day.
Unanimous consent was asked to hold it one legislative day. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, the bill is held one legislative day. Senator Homa. We stand at ease. Please come back to order. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, it was brought to my attention that March 16th is there at the Winter Games. It's going to take a while to get through the House, so I would ask unanimous consent that my motion be withdrawn, and that we do act on this bill now.
Without objection, this places Senate Bill 424 back before us. It's been read.
Read the third time.
Question?
The question is, shall Senate Bill 424 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so Senate Bill 424 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 424 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 425 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education, Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Bennett, and Pertula. Senator Sumner and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. Amendment number one by the Finance Committee, page one, line 10, change $1,376,200 to $1,826,200.
Senator Hackman.
Mr. President, I would move the Finance Committee amendment. Mr. President, the reason for that increase, there were sufficient funds in the original bill to fund the program through the first, through January 24th of 1980. Since that time, however, they've been receiving loan applications, and they're projecting an additional number from now until the end of the year. And that's the reason for the additional money that's needed. I would move the amendment.
Amendment has been moved. Objection noted. Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, I just wanted to speak to that amendment. I notice in reviewing the Ombudsman's report here on page 35, the Post-Secondary Education Commission Student Financial Aid has received the award, the No Time for Students Award, which the Ombudsman presented for late processing of student loan applications. I think that's a problem that all of us are well aware of this last year. This amendment would take care of the projected student applications that will be coming in through the rest of this fiscal year, and I urge the body to support it.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, the Ombudsman did not appear before the Senate Finance Committee to testify. However, I'm sure he's entitled to his own opinions.
And Mr. President.
Senator Fertua.
Further, an error that many of us feared probably has occurred, and that is that we accepted federal support for some of the interest payments in this program, and that really complicated the and that's the problem as much as anything.
Senator Sackett.
Ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 425 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Bill number 425 amended, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education Commission on Post-Secondary Education and providing for an effective date.
Question
has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 425 as amended by the Senate passed. The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Ray.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so Senate Bill 425, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 425 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill Number 248 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the merger of electric and telephone utilities and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Senator, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Kelly. The judiciary waived referral. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 248 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Okay. House Bill Number 248, an act relating to the merger of electric and telephone utilities and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President.
Senator Mulcahy.
What Section 1 of this bill does is fill a void in the Alaska Business Corporation Act and allows co-ops and corporations to merge. Section 2 was put in at the request of the Department of Commerce in the House, and it spells out how members of a co-op may be compensated for it. This bill has the approval of the support of the APUC, and I urge its passage.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall House Bill 248 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so House Bill Number 248 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 248 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. Is there anything under unfinished business? Special orders. Announce. Oh, Senator Curtula, did you wish the floor on the special
I
orders?
I said not.
Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I'm going to cancel the Judiciary Committee meeting scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon because we don't have the necessary work done. Senate Bill 3 and 438. So we'll hold over till next Tuesday, same time, same place. And in addition to 340 and 438, we're going to be taking up Senate Bills 54 and Senate Bills 58. The first one refers to international wills, and the second refers to Eno Crumbin's position with community property rights in depth. And you'll find these topics fascinating. I'll spread out all kinds of information between now and tomorrow. I expect you all to be well versed in these subjects.
Such detail is really appreciated, Senator. Are there any other committee announcements? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Adults Room, for the final hearing on the Guide License Control Board.
Yes, Community and Regional Affairs, 1:30 at Butrovich Room. We'll consider the four resolutions introduced this morning dealing with coastal district plans and the coastal district policy compliance with a letter of intent passed by the legislature last year. Tomorrow, a special meeting at between 8 and 10, House Hess Room 112, a joint CRA meeting with the House considering the Skagway annexation.
Senator Sackett.
The Finance, good morning, Madam Clerk.
Senator Homan.
Mr. President, Free Conference Committee, Senate Bill 161, Permanent Fund Bill. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's a video teleconference allowing for public input from Fairbanks. That's in the Media Center. Also, next Wednesday, that's March the 3rd at 7 p.m., Representative Nels Anderson and I are calling in people to testify on the Bristol Bay surplus fish problem. We have several groups that are involving themselves in trying to resolve that problem. So we're asking, or we're going to invite Charles Meacham, who's the chairman of the governor's task force on the Bristol Bay surplus, Commissioner Chuck Weber, the commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and Richard Aikens of that department, to testify regarding alternate markets available. Carl Rozier from Fish and Game Department, Deputy Commissioner, testimony from Mr. Rozier regarding capacity report and foreign processor regulations. Don Martin and Jim Close of Environmental Services Limited had been commissioned by Alaska Renewable Resource Corporation to look into the problem. We're going to ask them for testimony regarding the proposed marketing association and what their studies have revealed to this point. Mr. Rick Lauber will be invited as a representative from the Pacific Seafood Processors Association, their position regarding foreign processors. Philip Daniels of United Fishermen Association, the UFA's position on foreign processors. Also, we're asking a representative from Icicle Foods to be present, and Mr. Harvey Samuelson, who is an appointment by the governor to the Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank, who is appointed to the Board of Directors. That'll be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Senate Finance Room.
Are there any further announcements? Senator Klena.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent, Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands in adjournment.